Hi there, this is Miss Quincy, and I'm here with The Showdown, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and Kansas City Online Radio.
Some fabulous new material coming out of Canada at present. There is a really fine band called The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer, and their new album is called A Real Fine Mess, opening up The Raven and the Blues with a track called My Paradise, introduced by Miss Quincy, also out of Canada. And Miss Quincy was working with The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer this last couple of weeks, and I believe they're going to go on tour together later on this year, which is rather fine. Welcome to the programme, however and wherever you're listening. My name's Dave Raven. Winter's arrived here in UK. It's got kind of cold all of a sudden. Still haven't managed to get all the interviews sorted out I would like to have done, but we'll get there in the end, I promise you. Lots of new stuff in the programme, of course, as always. Nearly all, it's strange how some weeks the programme comes together and it's very electric, and other weeks it's much more acoustic, and this one kind of leans to the acoustic side. Here's an old friend of the programme, been to the boat twice and done sessions, Poplar Jake. He's now got a band. Whether it's full-time or part-time, I really don't know, but they're called the Electric Delta Review, and here's a sample of how they sound.
And a whiny backstabbing man.
Sounds really promising. Poplar Jake, together with three other people, forming the Electric Delta Review. Those three on harmonica. Fine harp playing there from Dan Collins. On drums, Dave Sims. And on bass, although I hear tell from Graham Lally, the bass is in fact a cello, but on cello, therefore, or something upright and deep, is the Duchess. That's all I know her as. And Poplar Jake. And there's a sample of them with No More Signifying. And that's probably going to be an album, I would guess, which will probably come out in the fullness of time. But no more information on that. But thanks to Graham Lally for giving me that particular track. Let's go across the States now. And JP Soares, his new album is Full Moon Night in Memphis, been released about 2 or 3 months. Here he is with Little Mama Sata.
Thank you.
completely Spanish influenced. As a guy who has been influenced and actually played with not only just metal bands, but blues bands, but also things like gypsy jazz as well with Django Reinhardt style. On his new album, he's kind of joined them all together. There's not much metal in there, but there is blues and there is gypsy jazz, and that's on the gypsy jazz side, so to speak. The album is called Full Moon Night on Memphis. It's from JP Soares, Florida-based guy, and they heard Little Mamacita. Here's a name familiar, really, along with Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes, and that's Chad Strenz. And he had a solo album, or not solo, a duo album with Paul Lamb towards the end of last year. He's got a solo album out, a rare thing. It's called Shakedown. Here he is with So Much Time.
Now when you passed away, my life turned upside down. I guess I took for granted having you around. See, now I'm blue and lonely all day through. I've got so much time and I don't know what to do. I lay awake at night, but it's not because I choose. See, when I try to sleep, my mind turns back to you. And the times we spent together in these rooms, I've got so much time and I don't know what to do. I think back to when I fell for all your charm, and how I try to keep you safe in my two arms. And the last words that you spoke were, I love you. I've got so much time and I don't know what to do. Now I ask myself why a million times, and a million teardrops have fallen from my eyes. Now I'd give my life just to be with you. Got so much time and I don't know what to do. Well, I feel like I'm imprisoned every day. You see, I pace the floor and then I hang my head to pray. And until we meet again, this much is true. I'll have so much time and I won't know what to do. Until we meet again, this much is true. I'll have so much time and I won't know what to do. I got so much time and I don't know what to do.
If this journey's waiting,
It's amazing how the time has flown. I first heard him sing that nearly 50 years ago. Him being Andy Fairweather Lowe. On guitar there, Eric Clapton. It's the Crossroads Guitar Festival last year, 2013, or I guess I should say 2013 in some ways. And there you heard a live version, obviously, of Gin House Blues. Fabulous stuff. It's a great, great 2-CD set. Loads of people on it. And there's some stuff you know and recognise like that, and there's some other stuff you don't know as well. The Crossroads Guitar Festival 2013 is the album. Just been, well, been released towards the end of last year. I just got my copy about a month or so ago. Okay, here's something which is so brand new. It's not out yet. It's going to be out very soon. I think in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. Trevor Sewell, out of the northeast of England. This is where he made a recording in Capitol Records in the States. Went in there and then sort of said to the sound engineer guy, look, it all sounds good. Can we just roll it? Can we make an album sort of like now? And 3 hours later, it was made. Here he is, Fade to Grey.
When I needed you, where were you then? When things got bad, where were you, my friend? Where did you hide? I looked everywhere. You were not there. Sometimes I pray that I could fade to gray like you. Just become see-through. Sometimes I pray that I could fade to gray. My problems, but so do we all. And though you never fail to answer when I call, just like the night, it fades into day. You seem to drift away. Sometimes I pray that I could fade to gray like you. And just become see-through. Sometimes I pray that I could fade to gray. I could fade to gray like you. And just become see-through. Sometimes I pray that I could fade to gray. When I needed you, where when things got bad. Where were you, my friend?
Very nice. No overdubs, just Trevor guitar in a studio in Capitol Records in Hollywood. Fade to Grey, that's called, and that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks' time. Really gutted, really. Trevor lives in the northeast of England. Our paths must have crossed way back in the 70s before I left, but we have no memory of it, which sums up the times, I guess. And I sort of said, next time you're down in the south, don't make a special trip, Trevor, but next time you're down in the south of England, you must come and do a session on the boat. Anyway, I had a message about 2 weeks ago saying, I'm coming to London in September. These are the dates. And I went, uh-oh, I'm going to be in Spain for those dates. So Trevor's going to be literally a few miles away from the houseboat, and I'm going to be somewhere in Spain on the Costa del Sol. It'll happen one day. It's a bit sad, this. I'm going to play a track now from an album which is made. I've got a copy of it in my hand, but it'll never see the light of day because of problems within the band itself. I don't want to go into too much detail, but nevertheless, it's real sad. One day, I suppose, it may be available to buy, download, or whatever, but for the time being, probably for the rest of this year, the answer is no. The album is Down by the River. Already played one or two tracks from it, from Jeremiah Marks. It's a lovely, lovely album, but anyway, it's a taster of something you can't have. Here is Vicksburg Blues. There's a blues number that's been around for some 70 or 80 years, covered by many people over that time, and there's the latest incarnation of it on the album Down by the River, which is undergoing some difficulties in terms of release. Jeremiah Marks and Vicksburg Blues. Wonderful stuff indeed. Here's a track which you can definitely buy in a couple of weeks. It's the album coming out on the 22nd of September called The Dirty Truth from Joanne Shaw Taylor, long-awaited album. And here is a single from it called Mud Honey.
Yeah.
There's a girl who hasn't lost her edge, has she? Joanne Short Taylor, the long-awaited new album coming out in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, which was called The Dirty Truth, and there is a single taken from it, which I guess you can probably buy on iTunes and other download places, and it's all been sent to the DJs too, so probably every 38 UK DJs has played that track this week on their show. Anyway, Joanne Short Taylor, good stuff indeed, and Mud Honey. Staying with new albums, this one's been out about two or three weeks now. It's been available for download from all the usual places. It's from Andy Gunn. The album is called The Miracle of Healing, and the reason why it's called The Miracle of Healing is that Andy was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago now, I guess, and he's made his way through it, and at the end of it has made this album. Here he is with Are We Through? Andy Gunn from the album The Miracle of Healing, and links you'll find on the Raven and the Blues site to not only him but to all the artists we've played. And there you heard Are We Through? Okay, here's it's odd. In the old days, as a PR guy for a musician, all you had to do was get the albums, put them into jiffy bags and send them in to all the DJs and things. Simple as that, and perhaps with an A4 flyer along the way to say what the album was all about. Nowadays, of course, it's all modern technology and they send them by MP3s and Dropbox links and downloads and all that that kind of stuff. And you've really got to stay pretty techie to stay ahead of all of this. And now some agents are pretty techie, other ones aren't quite so good and don't know how to do it. And occasionally we just get sent tracks and then we put them into our computers to play them and it comes up with no idea who it is. It just has a title of the track and that's all. And you have to sort of think for a while and think, hang on, Ed, who is this by? Here's a case in point. It's called Hard Times. And I'm trying to work out who it came from and it comes from Bob Malone. Bob Malone's on tour at present in the UK with Creedence Clearwater John Fogerty's band. He's already sort of travelling through the UK. And here he is with his version of the old Ray Charles number called Hard Times.
My mama told me, before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray. There'll be hard times. Hard times, Lord, who knows better than I. I soon found out just what she meant when I had to pawn my clothes just to pay the rent. Talking about hard times. Hard times, Lord. Thank you.
That is nice. Bob Malone with his version of Ray Charles' original Hard Times. He's on tour, as I say, with the Creedence Clearwater Band with John Fogerty. And that's all happening right now. Where to now? Here's a CD which just arrived. RPM Records, a collection of their... I was going to say all of their tracks from for the 3 years, but it's not. It's a selected number of tracks from the 3 years, 1950 to 1953. RPM Records were so influential. When you look at actually the list of people on the back here, it's a two CD set, so there's 52 tracks altogether on the actual CD itself, but it's got names like B.B. King, Roscoe Gordon, Cowlin Wolf, Ross, and so many more others as well, who actually were on the roster at the time. And to give you an example of the quality of the material on this, side one, track 17, Howlin' Wolf himself, and here he is with the track which is called, it's track 18, Riding in the Moonlight.
Daddy tonight. Oh, baby, can you ride with Daddy tonight? I want you to ride with Daddy, honey, while the moon is shining bright.
Sounds so fresh even now, even though it was 1950. So some 64 years old. Howlin' Wolf and a track from the RPM record story, 1950 to 1953. Great stuff indeed. And they heard Howlin' riding in the moonlight. Amazing, though, you heard the echo on that. They wound it up for the choruses. And it's probably some sort of valve echo machine, or perhaps even a tape echo machine, but a really strange effect coming through there. But RPM Records. That's on Ace Records. Ace Records are a great UK-based company who do great compilations of material like that from the 50s, 60s and 70s and all the way through, and beautifully researched too, because it's not just a CD with, in this case, two CDs, but actually the sleeve notes put together are normally extremely extensive. How many pages is this? It's about a 20-page document. So the information you get, the history behind it is fabulous. Tony Rounce does most of the words for that. Okay, where to now? I was mentioning earlier about how some PR people have difficulty with the modern technology. I received an advanced copy, therefore, which is nice, of an album which which is coming out in 4 or 5 weeks' time. It's from Mike Zito and The Wheel, Songs from the Road. There's no track list, so all I can do is just play track 3.
I'm
live in Texas, Songs from the Road, Mike Zito on the wheel. Great stuff indeed. Now you heard a track, which is track three.
Oh, thank you.
And I would tell you exactly, I'll tell you exactly what it was called, except I'm not allowed onto the US website. All very complicated. Nevertheless, we'll find out for next week. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. It's been a bit distracting, I'm afraid. There's been loads of other things happening, which has caused me to lose concentration on a couple of times. There's been an extra bing in there from a fader that was left open and a Facebook thing popped up. Apologies. Next weekend is the British Blues Awards up in Colne in Lancashire. I'm not going to be able to make it up there, but I've got a feeling in my water that somebody, another DJ, is going to win. But we'll find out in 7 days' time. Let's close with Greg Coulson, his tribute to Taj Mahal, and Squat That Rabbit. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Who's in the future? Who's in the past? Who's in the moment that's sure gonna last?